different from person to person, because I like to organize things, so I'm always working with the Stoics, and so my colleagues don't enjoy that as much as I do. So I think it just varies from person to person. Over. Before we go to sleep. So it's pretty standard. Over. You know, Sam, I'm looking forward to finding that out. A lot of my colleagues have told me you feel very tired, you feel very heavy, and it takes a little bit of time to get used to gravity, especially after being gone for so long. So I think it's going to be very interesting. Over. Well, not only just the space station, but in space in general, we've been doing research for many, many years, and we're trying to understand things about materials, we're trying to understand things about how the human body works. For example, I'm a guinea pig while I'm up here, and I lose, one of the things that happens is you lose minerals from your bones, and it's very similar to what happens to people in osteoporosis. So as soon as we understand how that happens to us, we can help people with osteoporosis. So that's just one example. Over. Actually, it can be very confusing because Kia takes us only 90 minutes to rotate once around the Earth, and so we see many sunsets and sunrises every day. We actually operate on Greenwich Mean Time, and so we're in the time zone that I believe you guys are in, and so we operate at that. We get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, Greenwich Mean Time, we go to bed, you know, 10 or 11 at night, Greenwich Mean Time. Over. You know, airports are very, very easy to see. Cities are very easy to see, and that's really about it. A lot of people ask about the Great Wall in China, but the thing is the Great Wall looks the same as the structures around it, and so it's hard to pick out. Also, you can see where people have irrigated in the desert with those circular irrigation patterns as well. Over. You know, I think it's just a different perspective, because when I look down on the planet from up here, I see it as one host system. We're all as human beings, we're all in it together, and you can kind of see the connection that people have up here, just because, you know, our planet Earth spaceship. But down on Earth, you know, if you've ever walked through a forest and just stood and looked at a tree and noticed how beautiful it was and felt really connected to the tree, you know, that also is being very close to, you know, God or the universe or the prime force or whatever your faith chooses to call it. So I think it's not a matter of feeling closer. I think it's a matter of perceiving it differently. Over. Well, you know what? We actually don't. We haven't come up with a good way to wash clothes and dishes in space. It uses a lot of water, and we need to conserve as much as possible. So dishes, we just have scissors and a spoon. That's all we need, and we clean that with a little wet wipes at the end of the day. And clothes we wear for a long time and then throw away. Over. Well, Olivia, we haven't seen anything that's truly unidentified. We do see satellites below us from time to time, and we don't exactly know what satellites those are, so they're kind of unidentified from that viewpoint. And every now and then, we'll see meteorites enter the Earth's atmosphere, and that's pretty spectacular, but that's about it. Over. Well, I actually, Chloe, experimented with space cooking while I've been up here, so I made some special meals for Christmas. We had a Russian Christmas celebration, and then the December 25th that we're used to celebrating, and I also brought some icing, and we iced some and birthdays we haven't had yet. We'll have some in March. We'll see what happens then. Over. Well, Danny, I would certainly like to. It's fun to come to different places and talk to people about space, and after having talked to you guys on the ham radio, it would make it even more special. I quite frankly have no idea what my travel schedule is going to look like when I'm done, though. They're going to make me stay home and do rehab for about a month and a half for sure, I know. Over. So take care, everybody, and hopefully we can talk again. This is OR4I.